updates on a couple serious-looking injuries from Thursday Night Football, our daily update on Jalen Ramsey, and your Friday injury roundup, which includes news that could result in Melvin Gordon taking the field Sunday. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, September 27th.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
In the Eagles' 34-27 win over the Packers last night, we saw two separate hits to the head that resulted in players being stretchered off the field. In the first quarter, Derek Barnett delivered a late hit on Packers running back Jamal Williams after other players had already wrapped him up. Then in the final minute, Eagles corner Avante Maddox went down when he was nailed by his own teammate Andrew Sendejo. We now have updates on both players. Let's start with the hit on Williams. Many viewers last night thought Barnett should have been ejected, though he finished the game and later had a crucial strip sack of Aaron Rodgers. Adam Schefter reported today that the NFL is not expected to suspend Barnett because they feel that at the last second he turned and hit Williams with his shoulder. Today, Barnett apologized for the late hit and explained that he was running in and didn't hear the whistle. Williams posted on Instagram and said, "Appreciate everyone checking in on me. I'm Gucci. Only thing hurting right now is my pride for not being able to finish the game with my team. It's all going to be good. Long season." As for Avante Maddox, the Eagles said today that he was evaluated at the hospital last night and diagnosed with a concussion and neck injury. He traveled home with the team and will undergo further testing. We don't know yet how long either player will be out, but the 3-1 Packers play in Dallas next week, and the 2-2 Eagles host the Jets. One more injury to come out of Thursday Night Football, Packers number one wide receiver Devontae Adams said after the game that he has turf toe. He caught 10 balls for a career-high 180 yards last night, but wasn't on the field when the Packers needed a touchdown late. Jalen Ramsey is away from his team right now, but that didn't stop the Jags corner from appearing on the Uninterrupted's 17 Weeks podcast. Ramsey reiterated that he still wants to be traded. Now, you'll remember that last week he requested a trade, then played in Jacksonville's Thursday night game anyway. This week, he then stayed away from practice for a variety of reasons, first the flu, then a back injury, then to go home before the birth of his child. Earlier this week, when asked about Ramsey, head coach Doug Marrone couldn't even keep a straight face when talking about his injuries and his hectic week. The Jaguars today listed Ramsey as questionable for Sunday's game against the Broncos. So could he actually play? Well, who knows? It seems like that would be kind of insane given that he wants out and hasn't been with the team this week. Then again, a lot of people thought there was no way he would play last week. On the podcast, Ramsey said, quote, "I'm not sure if I've played my final game for the Jags yet or not, but my trade request still stands." So that quote definitely leaves some room open for him to suit up. But he also said, quote, "For me, respect is a huge thing. I kind of touched on it a little back last in the last week's podcast. Once respect is lost for both parties, I think it is time to part ways. I'm going to continue being a top corner in this league for years to come. The money will come, but money isn't everything. Peace and happiness means a lot more than money." So stay tuned. And your Friday injury roundup. The Chargers will be without wide receiver Mike Williams and running back Justin Jackson this week against Miami. Melvin Gordon ended his holdout and is back with the team, although most reports earlier this week said he wouldn't play this week. Then, all of a sudden this afternoon, ESPN's Eric Williams reported that with Jackson out, head coach Anthony Lynn said that Gordon could play in a limited role. Meanwhile, we knew Tyreek Hill would be out, but Andy Reid confirmed today that Eric Fisher and Damian Williams will both miss Sunday's game against Detroit as well. LeSean McCoy and Darrell Williams should carry the load for the Chiefs, like last week. The Colts list T.Y. Hilton as questionable for their game against the Raiders, and that's about all we know, as head coach Frank Reich wouldn't answer injury questions. Jordan Reed will miss another game for the Redskins, but in more unexpected news, standout rookie receiver Terry McLaurin is questionable for their date with the Giants. McLaurin hurt his hamstring yesterday and didn't practice today, which is not a great sign for his availability. A couple players who did practice today, Bills running back Devin Singletary and Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.